Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert, your anti-financial advisor, coming at you here this week. Excited to be here. Excited to be able to have you here because I want to give you lots of great value today and just have a lot of fun with this conversation as well as any conversation that we have. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. And I would also suggest if you love this show, listen to other episodes. And if you've got people that you – I just say and a lot, don't I? So also, if you've got other people that you mastermind with, other people you feel that can get a lot of value from what I'm teaching here, please share this with others, whether it be on social media or whatever it might be, because I'm here to deliver value and I'm here to answer questions. So make sure if you've got questions or topics you want me to share on this show, topics you want me to answer, say, hey, Chris, I want to know how you do this, or Chris, how would I be able to do blank? Email me, chris@moneyripples.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how you can basically live from anywhere in the world. Some of you might know this, but I've been snowbirding here in California for the last few months and absolutely enjoying it. I got out of the cold of Utah, the smog and everything else, the massive amounts of snow. And my wife, Adisa, and I, we decided, you know what, let's travel. Let's go make this happen. And it's interesting because I've gotten questions for people saying, oh, I wish I could do that. Or, boy, how are you able to do that? And that kind of stuff. And so after getting that question several times, I figured, hey, why not just do an episode to teach you about how we did this, how we were able to make this possible, and really how you can too, because I've actually have clients doing this very thing as well. So let's talk about that. I was trying to break it down as simply as possible because obviously there's always more to it than that, and especially because every situation is different. I broke down to a few key things that I thought was important that I think would help you. Number one, so really three basic steps here. So here's number one. Number one is commit. You got to actually really commit to say, this is happening. It's interesting because when I asked Adisa to marry me last year, she'd already been talking about coming to somewhere. We were talking about either Texas or California, something like that. And so she said, hey, I can't do another winter in Utah. It's depressing. it's cold. It's dark and kind of miserable out there sometimes, kind of cloudy or foggy and things like that. And so she's like, I got to go somewhere warmer. I got to go back to my roots of the tropics. And so when I asked her to marry me, she said, okay, that's fine. But whether you like it or not, I'm going to California with or without you. And I said, cool, let's make it happen. Let's go. And so we had to commit to it. Now, in my mind, I already knew that I was going to California. Like, we already knew that. I had actually had gone to visit California, even in the middle of summer in the San Diego area. And I thought, oh, this place is beautiful. Can't wait to come back, So I had no problem committing to that. Now, I have to tell you, like, it was a little bit scary. Because, one, obviously, we're bringing, her daughters along. My kids are still in Utah. So that was probably one of the hardest things is just being away from my kids for a while. And so if you do it with kids, it's great. But it really came down to a commitment of, am I really going to do this? Yes or no? And it got to a point where I would tell people about it from time to time. And it got to a point where it was just happening. Even in my mind, it just was happening. Like, it was a matter of fact. It wasn't just like, oh, someday I wish I could. It was like, no, I'm doing it. So I was verbally declaring it to people, We were saying that we were going to California. And when people say, where? Don't know yet. Not sure. We were still trying to decide. But at least we committed to be able to get in the mindset to picture and envision that happening. And that's one of the biggest obstacles that people have to do is you have to get to a place where you actually see it in your mind to the point where you just know that it's reality. It's just what's happening, even before it actually happens. Once you can go there in your mind, it's so much easier. And by the way, this applies to so much more than just, you know, trying to snowbird or live in another location, wherever that might be. It starts first and foremost with just declaring to yourself and even to others, saying, this is what's going to happen. You know, this could be a financial goal. You might say, hey, I'm going to make, you know, $50,000 in a month. That's going to happen. Or I'm going to create an additional $1,000, $2,000 a month of income, or whatever it might be. Like, it's got to start in your mind first. It's got to be there first. You're trying to be debt free. You're trying to pay off your loans. Great. You got to see that in your mind first. Not seeing you, you know, having all that debt, you know, but actually seeing you paying those loans down, actually seeing them gone even, right? So that's the kind of thing that has to happen. You have to commit to it. You have to really see it in your mind clearly. The second thing is you've got to prioritize it. What I've realized is that, you know, when people say, I can't afford something, it's really a bunch of bull crap. It really is. You can afford anything that you prioritize. You hear me? You can afford anything that you prioritize. You know, I've mentioned this on the show before. Like, I had a family member who was a drug addict. He said, I don't know how I did it, but I always came up with money. Sometimes it was unethical or even illegal. But a lot of times it was through legal, ethical means that I would just work hard. I would find ways to make money. My mind was so focused on doing that, I would make money. And that's the thing, is that it was a priority. It was a priority for him to get the money to be able to pay for the drugs. Funny enough, now he says, hey, I can't figure out how to make money. You know, now that he's been, you know, clean for many, many years, he's like, it's hard for me to make money now, because he didn't have a strong enough why. And so there's got to be a priority. It's got to be something that's a big priority for you. You know, again, you can afford anything you prioritize. And so for us, we did prioritize this. And so it meant that we had to make sure we started, you know, getting to a point where we said, hey, let's have a fund, you know, like, because we knew we would have to pay two house payments in the way that we did it. And so we knew we had a house payment in Utah and we were going to have a house payment elsewhere. Now we could go and just move, you know, somewhere more permanently, and you don't have to make two house payments. It's just one, right? But we knew that we wanted a home base to come back to, you know, for at least, you know, 9 months out of the year. So that thing, that priority has to be there. It has to take priority over other things. You might want to purchase other things. You might want to invest in your business, but it might be, you know what, this is what we're going to do. And we had other reasons too. I mean, we wanted to do it for health reasons as well, to feel better, you know, that kind of thing. Just be able to be in the more sunshine than what you typically experience like in Utah. And so those kind of things come up. You know, that's the kind of thing that we look for. And then three is plan. You got to plan it. Naturally, I mean, if you didn't already notice, we had to get there. We had to plan it. And so with Adise and I, and just like we recommend with couples, we had to come together and discuss, okay, what are we going to do? We got to create, and we actually called it a California budget or a California savings. So we even changed. We went online to our bank account. We changed the name of one of the savings accounts. I don't know if every bank's like this, but with our account, you can go in and create secondary savings accounts. There's primary savings, but there's secondary savings you can create. Basically create buckets that you could put money into. And so we would transfer money in to our California fund. And that's what we did. And I had plans and said, hey, you know, here's this money. Here's the check that I'm receiving for this. We're going to put this in the California fund. And we actually didn't have a lot of time to put money into it. We had pretty much put it off because we were paying to get married. You know, obviously getting married can be pretty expensive, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, getting engaged, you know, buying rings and things like that. I was forking out quite a bit of money in different places at that time. So to do that, we had to make sure we planned it. And I'll tell you, it's way cheaper and way better, especially if you're trying to snowbird. The thing that we did was we used, you know, two websites, either Airbnb.com, like Air Bed and Breakfast, but Airbnb.com, or VRBO.com for Vacation Rental by Owner, you know, so VRBO.com and Airbnb.com. And we went on there. We started looking for properties. We started to look at the areas that we wanted to live in. And I'll tell you, from my own personal experience, we kind of got a little bit last minute because we put, you know, the priority of marriage first. And then after we're married and the dust settled a little bit and I moved in and everything, then it's like, oh, crap, we got to get prepared for California. We got, you know, a month and a half, 2 months. And so we started looking around. And I'll tell you, like, some of those, the best properties go fast. And so if you can prepare, if you can start, you know, reserving a place well in advance, way more than a month, you know, if you can go several months in advance, you get some really good pickings and you can get a better deal on those things. And, you know, and it just depends on the area you stay in. But the thing is, if you can at least get a feel for it, even right now, even if you don't have the money yet, get a feel for it. Get a feel for the costs that it might be. You know, so we had to set a budget. We said, hey, we don't want to spend much more than like $3,000 or $4,000 a month in California for a place that we get. And I'll tell you, like, there's plenty of places that fit in that budget range. But there's other places, you know, whether it be in the United States or around the world, that might be less than that. It may not be that expensive, but still plan for it. And it might shock you just how little you have to save, you know, to be able to make that happen. The biggest thing you probably have to plan for is, depending on your situation, is the work situation, the money, the income. How do you keep that coming? And so let me address that, because finding the property is easy, but sometimes figuring out how to get yourself in a place you can do it, it can be tough. Now, if you work a 9-to-5 kind of job, this is definitely going to be tougher, and especially depending on what kind of job you do, this could take some planning. It could take years, and that's okay. I mean, the thing is, it's up to you, really. But I would recommend, if you're in a position where you're working a job right now, a great book to read is The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. The four hour Workweek. I actually co-wrote a book with him that I have on my website as well, Entrepreneur on Fire, with him and John Lee Dumas. Great book. Now, granted, I've met Tim Ferriss, and the guy is busy like crazy. He's running all over the place, so he's not like he's working 4 hours and then spending the other, you know, a couple hundred hours doing nothing the rest of the week. He's got 4-hour work weeks going in all kinds of pots. But the point of this is that it's about creating systems. How do you do that? How do you convince an employer to get you to work one day a week from home? And it's kind of like that, you know, just, you know, the draft, you know, the, I think it's a giraffe. Yeah. The giraffe's getting the nose in the tent, or no, the camel getting the nose in the tent, that kind of thing. So be able to do that. That's the kind of thing that you have to really start doing is, hey, how can I start doing this even a day a week? And even if you're a business owner, you might ask yourself, how can I do this one day a week? How can I take off a day, have a free day with my family one day a week? Just to get yourself in the habit of seeing how you can simplify and make your business easier. And it definitely doesn't hurt to be able to get the finances under control there, as well as in your personal life too. There's a lot of things you can get in order in your finances to make it easier. But definitely with the work life, if you can get to the point where you can start going more digital, you know, I'm very blessed in the way that I've got my business, I've structured, and I've spent years doing this, but get my business to the point where I can either do it over phone or Skype, usually over phone. And so it's not as difficult, you know, for me, because as long as I have a good phone connection or internet connection, I can do this, you know, I can do that kind of thing. And so, you know, finding ways to not be so geocentric, you know, not being so stuck in the area that you're in. Can you get out? Even people, I have certain professions following me, like chiropractors, for example, where I have my own chiropractor say, gee, I wish I could get out and do that. But unfortunately, I have to still touch people, you know, and that's true. But you know, with a business like that, where maybe it's brick and mortar type business or something like that, there's ways you can delegate. Can you delegate to other people? You know, if you're a chiropractor, can you get it to another associate doc that can get in your practice and help you? Can you get someone to help manage a store for you or something like that? And even additional, like additional streams of income, because obviously that might be affected. Can you create additional streams of income that don't require you to do it? Something that is internet based. This could be things like, it could even be direct sales or network marketing companies. I mean, there are ways to do that can allow you to create that. I'll tell you, the financial piece is not hard, but for a lot of people, the work situation and be able to make sure that cash flow keeps coming in is difficult, you know, and maybe you just take off a few months, and you might start off with just a week or 2 weeks in the beginning. You know, like obviously we did a few months, right? But you might even, if it's so hard for you to even get away from anything, try starting with a week or 2 weeks, little mini retirement vacation, so to speak, right? Finding ways to do that and get in the pattern, get in the habit of and seeing how easy it can be. Because a lot of times you just have to start from where you are. So if you're the type of person, you're so busy, you never take off time, well, start somewhere. You don't have to go months at a time. And I'm not saying you don't even work while you're out here. I'm still working like usual, but that's because I set up my business to do that. But it might be that if you're working a job, you might have to start out with trying to see how you can get to a week or 2 weeks out and try that. And I can assure you, you know, when you start to make those kind of things work, it gets much, much easier to start going to that next level, going to the trying something new and something different. And so that's really what, now all the financial stuff, I mean, in my mind, it's easy, but, I mean, that's what we try to do. You know, that's the kind of thing we do. And so, I'll tell you, like, I had one client just this year that she's actually taken off what she might even do for up to 2 years, even to try it out, 2 years in Bali. Now, she had done time in Bali before. She loves Bali. And I'll tell you, there are some countries that are actually cheaper than the U.S., and Bali being one of those places. She right now, she did the numbers, and she's, you know, she's a single person. So she did the numbers and figured out it was probably about $1,200 a month. And that's with doing some scuba diving and things like that, having some fun too. She could probably live on less than $1,000 a month, but she's planning on doing it for about $1,200 a month. Well, what did we do? Well, we got some of her money, like some of her IRA type money, some of her retirement type accounts, and we got that producing for her, creating cash flow streams and income for her that's even more than that. The cool thing is that if she wants to, she can even rent out her place that's in the U.S., rent that out, make cash flow from that, and there's just options. And in fact, she's even like, hey, you know what? I'm going to take a break from my business. She's like, yeah, maybe I'll teach a few yoga classes. Cool. But I'm taking a break. And that's beautiful if you could do that. And she was very blessed. That was her goal. She wanted to do it. She didn't know how. Her big thing was just how does she create an extra few thousand dollars a month? And we did it. It was simply just by, you know, we did it through real estate and things like that, just by getting streams of income coming in passively that she doesn't have to actively manage. And that's key. And I'll tell you, that's a beautiful thing. If you can not only just have your business, you know, or your job or whatever it is, pay you virtually or get you to work virtually, or maybe you only have to go in, you know, on site every once in a while, that's great. But if you can even get passive streams of income where you don't have to work at all, or you work whatever you want to do, doing what you love and doing it there in whatever location it could be, perfect. Do that. So that's my challenge to you. It's the challenge is one, commit. Two, prioritize, and then three, plan. And getting those steps ready, whether it takes a matter of months or if it takes a matter of years to prepare and plan, it can happen. And definitely, I've seen it happen. I've seen it work with clients, and I've seen it work in my own life too. I'm my own first laboratory, so it's definitely possible. So if that's one of your goals, that's what I'm going to ask you to do is start with that first step. Commit, prioritize, and then plan. Hey, everybody, I want to wish you well. And again, like I said, if you got questions, email me, chris@moneyripples.com. You make it a beautiful and prosperous week, and we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.